from Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Frances Alonso reporting. The number of people killed in airstrikes by a Saudi-led coalition on a market in northern Yemen's Hajjah province Tuesday has risen to 119, according to a UN agency. The strikes saw 119 killed, including up to 22 children and 47 injured, according to the UNICEF's Children Agency in a statement. Meanwhile, local health officials had previously reported 41 people killed. EU leaders are expected to seal a final deal with Turkey on migrants at a two-day summit in Brussels Thursday and Friday. On the agenda is a controversial plan to send tens of thousands of migrants back to Turkey to relieve the strain on resources of countries on the eastern edge of the European Union. For every undocumented migrant that Turkey accepts, the EU says it will accept one Syrian refugee from Turkey. The EU says it will take up to a total of about 70,000 refugees who will be resettled in Europe in a process overseen by the United Nations Refugee Agency. Two Palestinians stabbed an Israeli soldier near a group of Jewish settlements in the occupied West Bank Thursday before being shot dead. That's according to the army. The incident occurred at the Ariel Junction in the West Bank. The female soldier was being taken to a hospital while the two assailants were shot by forces at the scene. South Africa's sports minister has denied Thursday that bribes were paid to win the right to host the 2010 World Cup. It comes as FIFA seeks to claw back money from officials facing graft charges in the United States. Football World's governing body this week issued a wide-ranging acknowledgement of what it called brazen corruption. VOA News. A radical Kurdish group, the Kurdistan Freedom Falcons, or known as the TAK Thursday, claimed responsibility for the suicide car bomb attack that killed 35 people in Ankara last weekend. That group has ties to the outlawed Kurdistan Workers Party. The group said in its response to security operations by Turkish forces in the Kurdish-dominated southeast of the country. The group also said that they apologize for civilian losses. Meanwhile, German diplomatic missions in Turkey as well as a school are closed Thursday for security reasons, according to the German consulate in Istanbul. The consulate said the closures include the German embassy in Ankara and the German school in Istanbul. The consulate is urging German citizens in Turkey to avoid the diplomatic buildings, and officials there say they have received warning of a possible terror threat, but that it's not conclusively verifiable. It said the facilities are being shut down as a precaution. The White House says President Obama will deliver an address to the Cuban people on Tuesday at the end of his historic visit next week to the communist-ruled island nation. Officials say it will lay out a vision of greater freedoms and economic opportunity. Ted Henkin is a Cuba analyst at Baruch College in New York, and he says the White House hopes to change the view of the Cuban people toward the United States.
Communicate directly to the people that our policy is really built around empowerment, prosperity, not poverty, engagement, not isolation. And while we will and we are making diplomatic connections and strides with the government, we also intend to continue to respectfully and diplomatically but forcefully stand up for American values of human rights, democracy.
Mr. Obama's trip begins on Sunday and will be the first by a sitting U.S. president in nearly 90 years. Israel's standoff with Brazil over the naming of a controversial ex-settlement leader as ambassador to Brasilia was extended Thursday, but reignited hours later due to an unfortunate bureaucratic mistake. The country initially announced that it would be seeking a new candidate for the ambassador, effectively ending the eight-month standoff, but later reversed its position. Brazil has refused to accept the nomination of Danny Dayan, selected by the Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu last August. Israel's government had dug in its heels, refusing to suggest an alternative candidate, but early on Thursday announced it invited new applications for the post. Egypt's antiquity minister said Thursday that radar scans of famed King Tut's burial chamber showed the likely existence of two hidden rooms that could contain organic metal and material. More at VOAnews.com. I'm Frances Alonso in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.